Already when your 16-year-old calls you at 5 a.m., that's not normal. But she was screaming and saying that the police were in the house.
That's Maddie Corman speaking about the day her family's secret came to light.
And I couldn't understand what she was saying, and I couldn't even comprehend that police were in our house, let alone why they were there. And I could also hear that my boys, who were 11 at the time, were with her, and I could hear them crying, and it was, even right now, I feel like my face is gonna fall off, even just talking about this and remembering this moment, because it was the moment that all of our lives changed forever.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and welcome to the new season of Family Secrets. I'm so excited to share 10 extraordinary stories with you. The thing about family secrets is that, well, we all have them. I mean, everybody. The pod now has over 22 million downloads. It turns out so many of us can relate. This is our best season yet, which drops on Thursday, December 9th. Here's Adam Mansbach speaking about the night his life changed forever.
The first thing my father asked me was whether I was sitting down, which I don't think anybody had ever asked me that in real life before. I guess that question is only asked when you think that the news you're about to deliver might literally knock somebody on their ass, that the person's legs might stop working. I got off the phone with my father and I stood there crying hysterically. And I don't think that I spoke out loud to my brother, but I think I spoke in my head to my brother and said something along the lines of like, what have you done?
And this is Kian Julie Wang, who learned as a young child that keeping a secret was the only way to protect her family.
I think the message of having to lie about the fact that I immigrated, the fact that English was my second language, the fact that I was undocumented, embedded in me a deep shame that went to the core of who I was. If I couldn't tell people I was born in China, which was at that point very central to my identity and my life, it must have been to my childhood mind that pretty much everything about me was worth being ashamed about and everything about me should be kept secret.
Trent Pressler grew up on a cattle ranch in South Dakota, a place where being a gay man was a dangerous thing. So he had to keep a secret, especially from his dad, about the very essence of his identity.
Queer people don't grow up as ourselves. You know, we grow up playing a version of ourselves, and we do these mental somersaults to try to justify who we are and present one thing to the world and another thing that we keep inside. And all of that erodes our authenticity and our sense of self. And it totally has one purpose, which is to minimize our own humiliation and our own shame. You know, I knew that if I came out, my parents would not be okay with it, and I knew it would cause a rupture.
I hope you'll join me and my amazing guests for this new season of Family Secrets. Inside every secret is a truth, and you know what they say, the truth will set us free. Coming Thursday, December 9th from iHeartMedia, and available wherever you get your podcasts.